Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday afternoon, August 23rd. 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Transboundary streamflow forecasting enhanced by transfer learning, a watershed moment in hydrology. Researchers from Yunnan University and Pennsylvania State University have developed a groundbreaking transfer learning model that significantly improves daily streamflow forecasts, particularly in data-scarce transboundary basins like the Dulong Irrawaddy River Basin. Published in the Journal of Geographical Sciences, this innovative approach surpasses traditional models by capturing complex hydrological processes and interactions. Dr. Makai, a co-author of the study, emphasizes the model's importance in enhancing water resource management and understanding hydrological dynamics. This research not only addresses the pressing need for accurate streamflow predictions in data-limited regions, but also sets a new standard for water resource forecasting. The study's findings offer transformative solutions for water security in vulnerable areas, marking a significant advancement in hydrological science. CPV Renewables begins construction on wind project in Pennsylvania, CPV's third project utilizing former coal mine land. Competitive Power Ventures affiliate, CPV Renewables, has started construction on CPV Rogues Wind in Pennsylvania. This 114-megawatt wind project across Cambria and Clearfield counties will be CPV's third project repurposing former coal mine land for renewable energy. Once complete, it will join CPV Maple Hill Solar and CPV Fairview Energy Center in Cambria County. CPV's CEO, Gary Lambert, highlights Pennsylvania as a strong state for business with CPV's projects. CPV Rogues Wind, supported by a recent partnership with Harrison Street, will consist of 19 Vestas V162 wind turbines and power approximately 32,000 households while reducing CO2 emissions. The project focuses on land revitalization and community engagement, creating jobs and revenue for local municipalities. CPV Rogues Wind is expected to be operational in 2026, contributing to CPV's 10-gigawatt pipeline of renewable projects. Superboats introduces the 2025 lineup, designed to raise water sports with innovation and luxury. Superboats has unveiled its 2025 lineup, featuring the SV, SA, SL and SE models designed to elevate water sports with innovation and luxury. These sport boats offer extensive customization options, advanced features, and high performance. The boats come equipped with technology like drop step for easy water access, electric power assist steering for smooth handling, and dynamic sound design for quality audio. The Super Tower adds style and functionality with pre-installed speakers. The lineup includes the SV, SL, and SE models, each offering unique features and accommodating different numbers of passengers. Superboats, known for its commitment to sustainability, continues its legacy of innovation and craftsmanship. For more information, visit Superboats' website or follow them on social media.
Goodwag, an American woman-owned company with a mission to expand and innovate pet waste cleanup. Goodwag, a woman-owned company based in Santa Barbara, California, is making waves in the pet waste cleanup market with their flagship product, Poo Pail. This 2-in-1 system is designed to speed up and simplify pet poop cleanup while eliminating plastic and single-use bags. With a growing trend towards sustainability, Goodwag is well-positioned to benefit from consumers' desire to reduce plastic waste. Additionally, the increasing number of young people treating their pets as surrogate children is another trend working in Goodwag's favor. With nearly $1.5 million in lifetime sales and a successful Kickstarter campaign, Goodwag is on the path to success in the expanding pet waste cleanup market. Global uranium market surges as U.S. production rebounds and Canada advances major projects. The global uranium market is seeing a resurgence with increased production and new projects. In the U.S., uranium production in early 2024 surpassed the entire output of 2023 by 64%. Despite this, the spot price for U-308 in Canada has dropped to $81.75 per pound. Meanwhile, Saskatchewan is gearing up for Canada's largest uranium mining project as NexGen Energy progresses with the Rookwin project. Generation Uranium is also making strides with the Yath Uranium Project in Nunavut, Canada, collaborating with Atha Energy on an advanced airborne electromagnetic survey. This initiative aims to uncover new drill targets and propel the project forward in the uranium sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.